Hey there, friend. You are in for a great episode. I'm excited for you to apply what you learn. But after that, which episode will you listen to next? It can feel a bit overwhelming when there are so many episodes to choose from. That's why I created the podcast Roadmap for You. It's a free resource you can use that outlines the first 30 episodes I recommend listening to when you're either new to the podcast or coming back after a break and looking to get started, taking action toward creating permanent weight loss, as well as peace and freedom around food. To get it sent to you right away, just go to KatrinaEubelMD.com/start. Again, KatrinaEubelMD.com/start. Listen to the first episode and apply what you learned to yourself and your life. Then listen to the next episode. Apply that information and on you go. It won't take long and you'll see positive changes on top of building your momentum. So get the podcast roadmap now. KatrinaEubelMD.com/start. Enjoy this episode. You are listening to the Weight Loss for Busy Physicians podcast with Katrina Ubel, MD, episode number 192. Welcome to Weight Loss for Busy Physicians, the podcast where busy doctors like you get the practical solutions and support you need to permanently lose the weight so you can feel better and have the life you want. If you're looking to overcome your stress eating and exhaustion and move into freedom around food, you're in the right place. Well, hey there, my friend. Welcome back to the podcast. How are you? So glad you're here today. Do you hear that? Do you hear that it's silent? Do you hear nothing? I have all of my children in school, and I'm just going to enjoy it for as long as it lasts. It might only be a couple of days. Maybe it'll be a few weeks. I mean, if we're lucky, maybe a few months. But it's kind of funny to me after 5 months of them being home all the time, how weird it feels to just have it be me and my dog. Like, it's so quiet in here. I keep thinking that I'm forgetting something or I'm forgetting to do something for somebody. I for sure am worried that I'm going to forget to pick them up from school. Like, that could happen. It's happening. It's actually happening. I can't believe it. So after all the roller coaster and everything, and I know that for everybody, this is not an option. I know for many people, they were choosing to just do the homeschool route anyway and doing it online. And luckily for us, both of the schools that my children go to have super extensive plans and are doing just, I think, incredible work in terms of taking care of the students and keeping them as safe as possible. I mean, of course, there's risks for illness anytime you send a child to school. And so they're doing their absolute best to minimize those risks as much as possible. And so we're day three in and I'm happy. They're adjusting to this from summer schedule to school schedule. So I don't know that they're super happy, but they will be soon. I think it's good for everybody to get back into that. So that's what's going on here. I also wanted to tell you that, you know, I am on Instagram. If you don't follow me on Instagram, my handle is Coach Katrina Ubel MD, and you can come find me over there. I share some personal things as well. If you like just knowing things that I'm into or little recommendations or things like that. And I do want to just let you know that some people send me some direct messages and I totally appreciate them. I can't answer all of them, but I do want to just tell you that every now and then I do want to answer one. And then I don't know what happens and I delete one by accident or I hit the wrong button. That just happened recently. There was this woman who wrote me this super, really lovely message. And I was totally like, I'm going to respond to her. And I hit the wrong button. And I deleted it and I don't know how to get it back. I don't think you can. So anyway, if that's you and you sent me something super nice and I didn't respond, it was probably you. And I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Anyway, so come hang out with me over on Instagram, Coach Katrina Ubel, MD. If you are more of a Facebook person and you're like, I don't know about Instagram, I will tell you, Facebook and me don't mesh. I haven't been personally on Facebook in years because it's not a good thing for me. Instagram, you can curate so much more to really show you things that are exactly what you want to be seeing. And I love that about Instagram. So if that's something that you're interested in doing, then come check me out. Okay. So today I have a fun interview for you. And this guest is someone that is a little bit different from what I normally would have on the podcast in terms of content and stuff. But I think that this is kind of one of those kind of offshoot topics that I think are a real concern for a lot of people as they age in particular. And so I have Dr. Trevor Cates on this week, and she is a naturopathic physician who focuses on skincare, basically just being super healthy with your skin and having the skin that you want. She, of course, herself struggled with her skin, ongoing, all kinds of different issues growing up. And it was basically through working through sort of the functional medicine standpoint that she was able to finally get her skin to the place where she wants it. And of course, her skin looks amazing now. And so she is just a really great resource. She has a book called Clean Skin from Within, and it gives you just all that information to like what to do to get your skin healthier. But we also talk about some other things like aging. We talk about, you know, can it just be okay to be wrinkly? Do we have to all go for the anti-aging stuff? We talk about skin, excess skin with weight loss. And that's, you know, a huge issue that a lot of people worry about, and especially increased wrinkles if they lose weight. And I think I've seen that oftentimes that's a self-sabotaging mindset, this idea that, well, I want to lose weight, but if I lose weight, I'll look worse. My skin will look terrible. And so then there's a lot of self-sabotage that ends up happening there. But anyway, she's just an expert in skin. This is what she does all the time, is support people who want to have better skin. And so she can help you no matter what your skin issues are. And sometimes, you know, the medications, the topicals, you know, even if you're taking some other like ingestible medication, like sometimes it's still just not enough. And we have to start looking at other options. And that's what she's an expert in. So please enjoy my conversation with Dr. Trevor Cates. Hey, Trevor, thanks for being on.
Hey, yeah, it's great to be here.
I am super excited to talk about this because I think skin is something that comes up a lot, and especially when it comes to weight loss. And I love how, I mean, obviously dermatologists are skin doctors, but like you're even more so like really, really focused in on healthy skin. So I would love for you to just give us a little bit of background, kind of your story, how you became interested in all of this and who you help now.
Yeah, of course. So I guess it really started back when I was a kid. I had a lot of health issues as a child, and there were more, you know, atopic, allergic kinds of problems that I had, but a lot of it showed up on my skin. So all these mysterious rashes and things that would appear. And my family took me to see a lot of the, you know, we went to the traditional route, and it just wasn't really working for me as far as the results we were seeing. And so it was more of an integrative approach that helped me get through the skin issues that I was having. And so that's what led me on the path to be interested in kind of a different approach to helping health issues, because I really wanted to figure out what was behind the health problems people were having. And that was important for myself. And really looking at lifestyle and how we live and how that impacts our health. When I was a child later on, I realized there were mold issues in my home. There were, you know, I was eating things that may have seemed healthy, but they really weren't the right things for me. So I learned a lot about how to adjust lifestyle to help support the body. And when you start with that foundation, it really helps everything else work better. And I love the integrative approach, because when you do have that healthy foundation, the body can recover faster. And when you need medications, when you need antibiotics, when you need, you know, certain things or need to have surgery, your body recovers more rapidly. So that's one of the reasons why I got so interested in becoming a naturopathic physician. And the reason why I ended up focusing on skin later on, I've been practicing as a naturopathic physician for 20 years. And it wasn't until actually about 6 years ago that I started to focus more on skin, because I was working in a spa, the Waldorf Astoria here in Park City, and I was doing weight loss programs for the people at the spa and my patients. And they were these 2-week weight loss programs. And at the end of the 2 weeks, they would say, "Dr. Cates, this has been great. I've lost weight. I feel great. What really surprises me is my skin." I didn't know my skin could look like this. And either their skin issues were clearing up that they had, or they just had this healthier glow about their skin and they were getting compliments on it. And to me, I thought, well, that makes sense because we're working on a healthy lifestyle. We're removing some of the obstacles to healing and supporting the body's innate wisdom, doing all these naturopathic things. But I realized that a lot of people, it wasn't just intuitive for people. So that's what led me to write my book, Clean Skin From Within. And I redid the 2-week program. So it was more focused on skin than weight loss, because that was, it seemed to me that, as you know, with weight loss, it can be tricky. It can be a very, people can lose weight in an unhealthy way. But when your skin is healthy, it's a really good indication that you're on the right track. So I love this approach for people. And when they get into their ideal weight along with that, and they're balancing their hormones and they're sleeping better and all of that, that's just, you know, the whole approach is fantastic. It all works well together.
Great. Awesome. Okay. The biggest concern my clients always have with their skin and weight loss is sagging. So this comes up a lot. It's multifaceted because there's the person who has a considerable amount of weight to lose, or even maybe not that much, but you know, what they're thinking is, you know, I want to lose weight, but I'm so afraid that I'm going to lose weight and then I'm going to have all the saggy skin everywhere and I'm going to think I look worse, or, you know, it's totally just going to be like a really big problem for me. I'm going to look older. I'll have more wrinkles. I'll have, you know, a saggy neck, like all of those things. And of course, you know, there's like different treatments and surgeries and things that can be done for that. But I see that as a common concern. Now, from my standpoint, I see that as, well, the problem is you think that there's a certain way of looking that's acceptable. And only when you look that way, can you actually love yourself or have a positive opinion about yourself. So you're afraid, well, I could lose this weight, but then I'm going to hate myself even more than I do right now. So I think of it as like, well, we need to work on just accepting who we are, no matter what size, no matter what our skin looks like. But, you know, weight loss and extra skin is a real concern. I know for myself, when I lost my weight, I found that it took about a good 6 months for things to kind of change. And they really did change. It really was fascinating to kind of see. Now, I think if you have a lot of weight to lose, like there's kind of probably only so much that your body can do. But from this standpoint, like if somebody said to you, like, listen, I want to lose 50 pounds, but I'm afraid I'm going to look 10 years older. I'm really afraid. What do you say to them?
Well, I think if, again, it goes back a lot to healthy weight loss. If you're dropping the weight really, really fast, your body doesn't recover as quickly. It doesn't adjust as easily. So don't expect to lose that weight really fast, and make sure you're doing it in a healthy way. Because if you do, if you provide your body with the right nutrients and give it time to adjust, you're not going to see those kinds of issues. It depends on how much weight you are losing though. Because like you said, if you're losing a lot of weight, then it, you know, that's, they're just going to be changes that your skin is going to look different. But again, if you could provide with the right nutrients, it does make a difference. And also exercise, stress management, balancing hormones, all of that helps support that. Stress management, when you look at how that plays a role, of course, you know, cortisol production and balancing cortisol, getting healthy, getting a good night's sleep, that's all part of it. And I think that if people are just focused on just the food and just losing weight without incorporating, you know, the exercise, the stress management, healthy sleep, all of that, then they're not going to like what they see as much. Hmm. And that's why in my book, I have these four different components: the clean plate, clean slate, clean body, and clean mind. Because what I found is that really to get the best results, you want to do all of it. And I know it can sometimes seem overwhelming, but it's really not that hard. The food part actually is the hardest for most people, as you know, but getting some movement, getting out and walking, even just walking and, or not sitting still all day long, getting up and moving around as much as, you know, at certain times when you can, even that can make a big difference. As far as stress management, taking a few minutes to close your eyes and take some deep breaths. It doesn't have to take a lot of time, but making some efforts with each of these is overall going to be a healthy way of losing weight. Okay. That your body can keep up with and your skin can keep up with and really see the results that you want.
Okay. Okay. So what I think happens for a lot of people is, you know, the market for skincare products, anti-aging, like all of that stuff. Like there's so many things, so many products that you can buy, so many treatments that you can try. You know, everybody of course says their thing is the best thing ever. You know, for like a lot of people love doing Botox and then other people are like, that's like the worst thing you could do. And it's like seeping into your brain. And like, you know, there's always so much conflicting advice. And I want to just touch on this too, just with your background as a naturopathic physician, because I'm so curious what your thoughts are about this. I find that often that kind of what's recommended is a little bit like of a template. It's like, oh, if your skin's like this, or if your body's like this, or if you have this health problem, like this is the way you should eat. And I want to know like what you think about the role of experimentation and figuring out what works best for you. I'll kind of just give you an example. My listeners know that one of my big projects for this year is getting off of the acid reflux medication I've been on since literally I was 23. So for 21 years, they put me on this for a cough. And just at those times thought you could just stay on it forever. And I've had some ongoing issues because of it, but not being able to get off. So anyway, I've been working with an integrative person on this. And literally just yesterday, he was asking me how I'm eating because I'm only on a quarter dose now. So I'm like getting close now to be off. And I told him what I was eating and he's really a pro the paleo kind of way of eating. But I just said, oh, I'm eating really clean. And he said, how are you doing with your stomach? I said, really pretty good. And he's like, oh, it's the greens. I'm telling you, the greens are terrible. Well, I'm totally eating greens. And when I tried eating paleo, I felt worse. I had more acid reflux symptoms. So I think that one reason why people end up sort of giving up or they just get confused, it's like one person says you should be eating plant-based. This person says you should be eating paleo, which are like almost the opposites, you know? And then same with the skincare stuff. Like, you know, is drugstore okay? Do I need to pay all this money for La Mer? You know, that's like ridiculous. Do I need, like, how do you even begin as like, even when you're a doctor and you're educated, like how do you begin to sort out what you should be doing?
Right. Absolutely. Great question. And of course it is a big thing, individualizing it, because there's not a one size fits all for everyone. You have to figure out where you are and what your needs are. And so the way I look at it is with skin, I go about it with from the inside out, but also on the outside. So a lot of what we're looking at is how do we address the root causes that are causing that person's skin problem? So when I was seeing patients, I realized there were certain patterns I was seeing with people, and I kept seeing the same underlying causes over and over again. And then I started realizing that certain people that would have groups of these root causes. So I created my own sort of skin type system for the public. I mean, this isn't for doctors, this is more for the public, but it just helps them identify their root causes and puts them into sort of a bucket so that they can manage their skin issues from both the inside and on the outside. And so, I gave them all human names. They're Amber, Olivia, Sage, Emmett, Heath, because I didn't want to call them dry, oily, you know, acne prone. I didn't want to really go down that route. I want that because our patients are people, right? They're not just a disease. So that's the way I help people. But so I look at the root causes. So there are things like blood sugar imbalances. And that's something that's really important for weight loss, but it's also really important for skin because we know it can be one of the triggers for acne. If people are having trouble with blood sugar balance, you know, PCOS, you know, also, you know, hormonal imbalance is another root cause behind a lot of skin issues. And of course, oxidative damage that happens with the aging process, with sun exposure, with pollution exposure, toxins and things. Inflammation, gut issues. There's great research now between the connection between the gut microbiome and the skin microbiome. And so when we look at which of these root causes are truly the issue with the person, then that's going to help us figure out what kind of diet they need to be on, what kind of, you know, if they're going to be taking supplements, like what kind of supplements, what we need to be focusing on to help support them in helping with their skin And a lot of that comes from the inside. As I'm talking about these root causes, of course, you know, blood sugar balance is going to be, you know, talking to them about how to cut out sugar and a lot of the things you talk about, sugar and flour and those sorts of things. You know, hormonal balance can some, you know, be a little bit more complicated. But some of it also is in the skincare products themselves. But a lot of it, for me, from my approach, it's from the inside. So when it comes to skincare products, there is some variation, but I think we overcomplicate skincare products. And I know, as I make skincare products. I have the Spa Doctor's Natural Skincare line, and we keep it really simple. We have a 4-step skincare system that works for everybody. They just have to modify it for their skin type. And then we have a few other add-on products that can help customize it. But I know with skincare manufacturers, they constantly add more SKUs on because they want to make more money. They, you know, and that way people are always buying more stuff like, oh, I got to have that eye cream. I have to have that night cream. I have to have that special exfoliant for this time of the year and, you know, all these different things and this mask. And what I've found is that if you have really great ingredients with really great formulas, and they have the right pH to support the mild acidity of the skin, the natural mild acidity of the skin, and support the skin microbiome and what we know of that. And they, you know, cut out, for me, it's so important to cut out the toxic ingredients in skincare products. So those are the biggest things. And if you get that, you don't have to have all these different skincare products. Because it's funny, I remember when I was working at the Waldorf Astoria, I would go and I look at all the skincare products on the shelves. And you see, since the products for sensitive skin, the products for dry skin, the products for mature skin, the products, and I'm like, wait a minute, I need all of those. Because I don't want to look older, you know, I want to look, you know, I want to age gracefully, but I also have sensitive skin, and who doesn't want to use products for sensitive skin? I mean, who wants to be reactive, right? It doesn't really make sense. So that's why I feel like if you have the right combination of ingredients and the right formulas, then it doesn't have to be so complicated. It actually can be pretty simple.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a good point that you made too, though. Like once you find something that works for you too, like just be really careful of like, you know, the squirrel issue, right? Like, look, there's a squirrel, like there's a new product. They're like really marketing it heavily. Or you go in to get a facial and they're like, hey, did you know they just came out with this and it's so amazing. This is like a prime example. So I was working with an esthetician and she got me onto some products that I like super loved to the point where like multiple people would pull me aside and be like, what are you doing? Like, I need to know what's happening there. Your face looks amazing. I'm like, okay, I'm telling you it's this stuff and blah, blah, blah. So I felt like things were so good. And then the owner of the spa just totally made a change with her products. It's not that she didn't like what she was selling before, what I was liking. She just kind of got onto a different product line and basically wanted to get rid of everything else and only do that product line. And so I trusted her when she had first put me on the stuff that was working. She was saying this stuff is better. I'm like, well, this is so amazing. Like if it really is better, okay, I'm game. Of course, it was like a lot more expensive and I did not like it at all. Like it, like seriously, I could tell the difference. Like it was not good. It was just like really, really not good. And so I went back to her and said like, please, I beg of you, can you like special order the other stuff for me? Like I was looking online. I'm like, maybe there's another salon that can get it. Cause it's like kind of rare and you can't just buy it off of Amazon and you need to find like a dedicated salon or whatever that will sell it. And so I think, you know, just knowing like, if you've got a good thing going, just like you're done. You don't have to think about it anymore, right?
Right. And there is this myth out there that, and I don't know who started it, but people have been perpetuating it for a long time, that you have to switch your skincare products periodically.
I feel like I remember reading that in a magazine as a teenager or something.
And there's there's no science behind that. There's no reason. If you have a good skincare line and it's working for you, you don't have to switch it.
Just stick with what works.
If it's not working for you, then yes, go switch it it's not working for you. But once it's working, so what we've noticed, I've had my company now for 4.5 years, and the people, we've got customers that have been on since the very beginning and they love it. And we have an auto ship program and our, you know, people stay on for a year or longer as average, which is very unusual for, you know, the subscribe and save skincare products because they love it and they continue to see results. So 30 days or seeing results, another 60 days, like, oh my gosh, it keeps getting better. Like, why would I stop doing it if you're still moving in the right direction? And even people who get to a certain point, they'll sometimes they'll say, oh, well, I'm going to go try it. My girlfriend introduced me to this new product, or my neighbor has this MLM company and they're pushing the skincare line on me. So I'm going to try that. And then they go, oh, wait, that's not working for me. Just like you experienced.
Yeah.
So then just go back.
Go back. Exactly. Exactly. So let's talk about anti-aging. You know, like I think I have probably a little bit of a unique approach to aging. I feel like most people, when I tell them this, they're like, oh, so I've traveled a little bit to Europe and, you know, I've seen some of the most beautiful older women that I've ever seen in my entire life in Europe. And they're totally wrinkled, right? Like, but they obviously take excellent care of their skin. Like their skin is glowing. It looks so healthy, but it looks like a normal age for their age. You know what I mean? Like it doesn't look like they're trying to be 20 or 30 years younger than they are. All their muscles work, you know, like everything, like, and this is, and I am not like dissing anybody who wants to do that. Like I like truly to each their own, this is just what feels right to me. And I always say I reserve the right to change my mind at any time. So if I end up deciding I want to do something else, then I'll change my mind. Maybe I'll do the full works. Who knows? But for right now, that's kind of what I'm thinking. But so I think that like so much of anti-aging is like kind of, if you really look at what it is, it's kind of shaming. It's right. Like getting older and looking your age is bad. Therefore, you should be doing all of these things so you can look younger because youth is better than, you know, non-youth, being older, whatever we want to call it. So I think that this is something that I kind of, you know, just play around with in my mind. Like, I mean, we have, you know, young women, you know, starting Botox as a preventative. Right. Like so much. And, you know, that's great. Like maybe that'll work awesome for them. But I guess just kind of one question is like, how early is too early for anti-aging? Like at what point is it like, listen, you really should probably be doing something just for like, just because in 20, 30 years, you'll be thinking yourself, how do you answer that?
Well, and I'm so glad you're talking about this. And I completely agree that everybody needs to do what they feel comfortable with, right? And what feels right to them. And if, you know, if it's Botox and it's fillers and it's plastic surgery, of course, you know, that's up to people. I do feel like we have this kind of warped sense of what aging should look like. And that with all the social media, the filters and people only post what the best pictures of themselves, right? You don't post the pictures that show all your wrinkles or, you know, it's just the right lighting. And then sometimes we forget what people look like without Botox because there's so many women getting Botox. We forget what it looks like to just age naturally. And so, you know, I do struggle with that too. And I feel like I feel very fortunate in that with my family, there are so many beautiful women in my family that I watched age gracefully without doing any of that. And I remember with my grandmother, I remember she was one of the most beautiful, my grandmothers were some of the most beautiful women I've ever known. And it was that inner radiance, that inner beauty and that confidence. And they didn't need to do any of this extra stuff. They were just, you know, they were just classy and they were elegant and confident and intelligent. And that's beauty, right? That's graceful aging to me. And I hope that more people will see that and recognize that is that's what truly helps people look youthful forever, not all of the procedures and things. And again, it's totally up to the person as to what they want to do. I tried Botox and when I did it, I didn't like the way that it made me look. I would look at myself in the mirror and I thought, that doesn't even look like me. I can't even, when I smile, I looked at pictures of myself and I thought, that doesn't even look like me. So I chose not to do it. That was my own personal choice because I just don't like the way it looks.
Yeah.
And it doesn't feel right to me. And I think that there is but to answer your actual question, which was when should we start? And when should we start be thinking about anti-aging? First of all, I'm not a big fan of the word anti-aging. I think graceful aging is healthy aging is a nicer, gentler way because none of us, we can't stop the clock. We're all getting older. And I think It's a fantastic thing. I'm 47 and I love it. I'm happier now. I feel like fitter now than I was when I was in my 30s and so in my 20s. So I think it's fantastic. Now talk to me in 20 years and I don't know, maybe I'll say something like you said, maybe I'll say something different. Maybe I'll have plastic surgery by then. I don't know.
But
right. But for now, I'm really happy with it. But I think it's never too young to start and it's never too late to start, really. And again, it goes back to both what you're doing inside and outside. It's not just one or the other. It's not some magic. And I make skincare products. It's not just the Spot Doctor skincare products that are going to keep you looking youthful. You've got to do it from the inside too. And healthy eating, movement, stress management, all of that is so important to help your body age gracefully. I mean, the antioxidants that we need, the fats that we need, the healthy fats, cutting out the sugars. And as we know, with blood sugar balance, if we're eating a lot of sugar, those foods that cause spikes in our blood sugar, that's going to create, problems with, glycation issues and glucose binding to collagen and speeding up wrinkles and aging and sagging skin. So it's never too early to start. I think that people get in their 20s are getting a little obsessed about it in some ways. Right.
In some ways, I'm like, listen, just enjoy it. You don't have to worry about it in the future yet.
But just be practical about it. And I think living a healthy lifestyle, being proactive, using a good sunscreen, and I prefer the more mineral sunscreens, the zinc oxide based ones, using those and being smart. The sun is a big factor that causes, of course, the aging of the skin and blood sugar issues, eating healthy foods, and also reducing your exposure to toxins as much as possible. Air pollution, pollution in general, toxins, we know those speed up the aging process as well. So just being smart about all of that, that's not only going to help your skin, that's also going to help you achieve, just a healthier lifestyle overall.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. One final question. So, there's people who have a baby and then immediately are putting on the waist trainer, right? Trying to get their skin to go back and stuff because so many people don't want the mommy, pooch or the kind of raisin skin or whatever, from that. I see something on Instagram. I don't know how I must have once clicked to look at it or something. And so now they're retargeting me. It's this some metal ball thing that you are supposed to rub all over your face and supposed to re-energize something or other. I don't even really know what it's supposed to do. It's supposed to help with toning your skin and all these things. And that's just two of the, gazillion different things that you can do. I think there's that new face thing. There's so many different external tools you can use on your face. Cause we talked about internal and we talked about topicals. Thoughts on the other stuff, worth even investigating or not really?
I'm not really a big device gadget person. I know that there are a lot of them out there and some are certainly seem to be have more science behind them and good testimonials than others, but I really go back to the foundation of a healthy lifestyle and having the healthy eating, the stress management, the movement, all of that is really key. And, I have three kids and I get it when you have the babies and you it's never quite the same. Mm-hmm. And there's some expectations. It's like the aging process. There are some things you have these beautiful children that you didn't have before. And sure, our bodies change with that. Our bodies change with age and that's okay. Love that. At the same time, I understand that there are things we could do. Exercises certainly can help. And, there are some things about body work, massage, fascia work that can also help with some of that to a certain extent. And some of these devices can provide some of that and helping the texture of the skin. So I'm not saying not to use them, but there's a lot of marketing hype in those. So just be realistic in your expectations.
In some ways, I'm if you've just had a baby, Like you should, rather than spending a bunch of time like worrying about your skin, like maybe just try to sleep. Take that time and sleep during that time. And that will probably help a ton. Or like prepare yourself a good meal. You know, like, and it's maybe like focusing on those things first. Yeah. Like I feel like I'm glad that I got through having my children before social media like really, really took off to be like totally bombarded with all of that all the time and all the different things. I like to, in general, I like to keep things simple as possible in my life. But I'm still always curious, you know, like what is that thing? And like my husband has a Clarisonic, which I think actually really, really helps him with just some of the issues that he's had on his skin. And you'd love this because he was having some breakouts and they just kept like happening recently. He's like, I think it's because I've been wearing scrubs at work, you know, with COVID and everything. They're trying to do that instead of, you know, regular clothes. And I was like, or maybe you should try just like taking a break from sugar for a little while. Just to see. I mean, you know, why not? Yeah. Just to see. I don't think he has, but that's okay.
There are a lot of challenges people are having with the mask, wearing the mask all the time.
Yeah.
More people are breaking out, having skin issues in those areas. Yeah. So if people can, I encourage, you know, women, you don't need to wear makeup under it. First of all, just keep the makeup, right? It's not worth it. And then using skincare products that don't have occlusive ingredients, drop the mineral oil, drop the dimethicone. There are certain ingredients that will trap in heat that have that kind of occlusiveness to it that's going to disrupt the skin microbiome. So choosing more of the plant-based oils instead of the mineral oils and things like that, that if you want to use moisturizers and things, use that instead.
Okay.
Keep it light because you know it's, you know, you're going to be getting more heat under that mask. And then if you can, have an opportunity to do your skincare routine during the day where you actually cleanse your face and cleanse your skin. Mm. Whereas we didn't really used to need to do that in the middle of the day. But now if you're using a mask all the time, it's kind of nice to take a break and to be able to do that.
Yeah. Well, and so, you know, breakouts are one thing. I've also seen some people with like actual like breakdown of the skin, right? Like sort of whether it's pressure or just like friction or something like that. In that case, would more of a like occlusive kind of, you know, I'm just thinking like Vaseline, which is probably like the worst thing in your world. Like something you're like, don't use Vaseline, but like, you know, something along those lines that's very thick. Is that helpful to protect the skin?
Right. But I would use something more along the lines of like shea butter, even maybe like some people do well with coconut oil, but a lot of people can't really put it on their face, but something more along those lines. Gosh, it really depends on your skin type. We have at the Spa Doctor, we have a plant-based oil blend. That's things like pomegranate seed oil, raspberry seed oil. So they're kind of lighter oils, but they still have that hydration that people need. So that's the one that I'm usually recommending to people because it's not so heavy that it's going to create, you know, people to break out. It's finding that right balance. And it does a lot go back to the skin microbiome and what's happening there. And I really do think using a good cleanser. So the cleanser that I have it's not a foamy stripping cleanser. It's an oil-based cleanser. So that actually is like going to damage the balances, you know, of the oils in the skin and the pH of the skin. So I encourage people to do something more along those lines.
Okay. Awesome. Good tips. Mm-hmm. Very, very good. Okay. Awesome. So if people are interested, where can they get their book and more information about your skincare line?
Yeah, everything is at thespadoctor.com. So doctor is abbreviated DR. It's THESPADR.com. And I'm also, we're on Instagram and Facebook, every
all the places.
And to get my book, you can find it on the website, that my skincare line's on the website too. So,
okay, great. Okay. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for all of your tips on skin. These are things that I think many people are just like the questions that they have, but don't want to ask or don't know what to ask. So I really, really appreciate you coming on today.
Absolutely. Thank you for joining.
Did you know that you can find a lot more help from me on my website? Go to KatrinaUbelMD.com and click on free resources.